everybody. We have this week a very interesting conclusion to the past 2-3 weeks. Last week we started that if you look at the body of a human being, in his head there are four energies. Energy of seeing, hearing, smell, and speech. All these four are in our head. And we said that whatever I see and whatever I hear and whatever I smell and whatever I put in my mouth or I take up my mouth results two energies in my body. This energy of seeing is the cause of awakening two energies within my body. This is energy of touching, mishush, which the ultimate result of touching is when two people get close and have sex, because that's touching. So that energy brings about a closeness that is for cause of reproduction, cause of continuity, which is gives a possibility for another neshama to come to this world and to correct itself, to get an aliyah. Excuse me. The other one is the energy of ta'am, test, taste. When you taste something, something happens in your life, leaves a good taste. Something you eat leaves a good taste or bad taste. There are events in our life that leave good or bad taste in our life. That is a result of what I saw, because as soon as I see, my heart desires. So that means I take the energy of seeing and immediately my heart reacts for an action. Or what I hear, or what I smell, and whatever I put in my mouth. And the most important thing that what we eat, because that eat is for ma'achal, that means 91, we said, is for unification. That's why he says, achalta, usavata, ubarachta. That means you ate, you became satiated, now reciprocate. Don't allow it to end in your stomach and be a pitom of your stomach. That means a peh. Your peh, your mouth, should not be a hole that you keep on putting it pitom. That means peh that doesn't have tohom, doesn't have end. Don't use your stomach only to put in food into it, because eating, the actual eating, has a purpose of cleansing. God could have created me with a way not to eat in order to satiate my body. I could have looked and satiate my body. I didn't need to eat. So what was the purpose of eating? Because Adam made a sin, by sin of Adam, because man was the completeness of the creation, was inclusive of totality of the creation. The totality of the creation is within man. When man sinned, he sinned. The bad, was mixed in Arba Yesodot, in the four elements of creation. That means they are water, earth, air, and fire. Those four elements created the material world. As soon as man made sin, brought good and bad into fire. Fire could be good and could be bad. The earth could be good, could be bad. Water could be good and could be bad. Air could be good and could be bad. So now, since what we eat is inclusive of the afar, which is the earth, the water, and the fire and air, that means has four elements, by me eating the good, I say the bracha. So what I would put in, I put for purpose of unification. I eat it with this idea. And I process it into my body, the taste of it, the goodness of it. I keep achalta, savata, na brachta. The bad, I give away, and the good, I give aliyah, I transcend. Just by eating. And who can do this? A Jew. Just by eating, I am cleansing all the bad that is in all the yesodot, all the foundation of the creation, by eating. So if the ta'am that I get out of eating is for purpose of kedushah, that means to bring holiness, transcend, I have done the correct way. But if for a purpose of end up to fill up only my stomach, that means to satiate the ratzon lekabel, desire to receive only for oneself alone, that means I am the end, I am the point, I am the important part, I have discontinued continuity, which light's characteristic is continuity. And by interrupting it, by me putting a desire to receive, I do not allow continuity, I do not reciprocate, I do not transcend, I do not go through the process of correction, cleansing, I'm not participating, I am here only to, for purpose of satiating, enjoying myself, and that's selfish, that's not going to go, that's ga'ava, that is something that God hates. Literally. So what's the purpose? I am made to receive. I am made to receive. Without energy of God, if God doesn't give me, I don't have continuity. So he says, okay, what you have to produce within yourself, and this is what we are learning, is yes, you have ratzon lekabel. But you have to make the ratzon lekabel almanat for sake of lashpia. I want to become similar to my creator, true creator. You are the one. That means everything comes, remember, everything comes from you. Everything comes from you. Nothing can start without you. So you are echad, you are the only one. Anything else comes out, you are the beginning of it. I want to read you a section. Because whatever I take and is gaudy, what I have to do with it? To create continuity and expand. I cannot stop the light of Hashem. I cannot stop the light of truth. I have to be a cause for it to continue. To continue. Now, let me read this introduction and then we continue. Kasher bara Hashem, when God created the world, yitbarach olamot lahativ lebroav. God created only to lativ, only to give, only to do good, only to love. That was his whole purpose. שיוכלו לקבל חסידיו. But in order to receive from God, you have to have the capacity to receive it. Can you take your toaster and connect it to the center of that makes electricity? Can you do it? What happens to it? It blows out. So you have to reduce the intensity to such an extent that the toaster can take it. And Hashem knew. He's Hashem. He's Ensof. I am limited. In order for me to be able to connect to you, I have to have the capacity. And he has to tzimtzem himself. That means he has to reduce his intensity, his behirut, his the amount of intensity of the light. So I can take it. ואם היה הבריאה בלתי לבושם וצמצומים, if it was not צמצומים, it was not this reduction, מי הנמנע היה לקבל את בהירותו, it was not possible to receive his intensity of light. ומה עשה? נתעטף עצמו בליבושים הנעצלים מבהירותו. He covered himself, he concealed himself. Literally concealed himself. So, to give us the possibility to receive this goodness, there is a reason that I am emphasizing on this point. והליבושים ההם המה בהירות גדול ומאורות גדולים, מה אפשר לאדם לשער במוחו ובמחשבותו, כי הכל דבוק חד הבחירה באינסוף. Now remember, everything is connected to his Ensof. Everything comes from him. Ki Hashem Yitbarach bara olamot. So for, in order to create a possibility, he has to create one olam and then reduce the intensity in another olam. Comes from olam Atzilut. As a matter of fact, Adam Kadmon connected to Ensof comes to another world called Atzilut, the world of Niemes. From that world created the world of Briah, the world of creation. From world of creation came down to world of Yetzirah, world of formation. That's where the Malachim. And then reduced further, Olam Asiya, or world of action. And we are the Olam Hazeh, below the world of action. Olam of action is above in our head, starts above us. We are below, we are in the bottom of the pit. We are in the world of darkness, where the Emet, the truth, is unknown. So he says, כי השם יתברך ברא עולמו להטיב לברואיו ונותן לבני אדם הבחירה והרצון. So he did all the reduction for one purpose, to give בחירה, that means to give choice, for you to be able to make a choice in your life between good and bad, or whatever you want, whatever you think is good, whatever you think is bad. Your good might not be my good. Your bad might be good for me, bad for you, or my bad is good, be good for you. This we see in life. So what is good and what is bad? He says, look, I give you the bechira to choose and the ratzon. That means when you make a choice, you will have the ratzon, the capability to implement it, to bring it about. Kedei sheyeh sachar ve'onesh. Says, okay now, just a moment. If you have to such an extent that in every detail of your life you want to make a choice, you want to be the boss, you want to be running your show, no problem. But there is going to be reward and punishment. If you do the right choice, reward. The bad choice, punishment. Reward, punishment, and reward for what? Didn't you at the beginning you wanted to give me? And I'm here to take what you wanted to give. You got to be happy I'm taking from you. So why are you putting reward and punishment for me? He says, because you want the choice. You want good, so take the good. But the point is that you want to make a choice. Get rid of your power of making choice. No problem. But you want to have a choice? Everybody follows the argument? He says, disregard the choice. But I want you to have a choice. He says, but God, if you give me a choice, I'm going to make mistakes. And I don't want to be punished. Look, I know the pain. I don't want pain. Who got to the point that doesn't want pain anymore? Because I'm very familiar with the pain. A person who's not familiar with pain, he says, so what? I don't care. It's okay. A person that hasn't yet tested pain in life. Now follow. So Hashem says, you know what? When God came to create Adam. Bo naseh Adam betzalmeinu domoteinu. Bo. That means he told to all the olamot, all the malachim, everybody he created up to that moment, Yom Shishi, Friday. He says, Bo, let's make Adam. Everybody participate. I want everybody to participate in making this Adam. So Torah comes to Hashem. Says, Hashem, why you want to create Adam? Your essence is good and you want to give. You want to give this man a choice. And when you give him a choice, you know he's going to bound to make mistake. You have to punish him. And it's going to hurt you to punish him. If a father gets hurt when punishes a child, yes, it does. It's bad pain. It's a harsh pain. You can't. You love it. It's your child. But you got to do it. For sake of his future, for sake of her future, for sake of... Come on. The father sees. And we're going to realize, because in this parasha says, Poked avon banim avot lebanim. Shilishi v'revi. That means whatever father does mistake cannot correct, the son has to pick up and make a payment. But my father did it. Now we want to understand what this means. And why in another, in the Shemot of Book of Shemot says, well, never son has to pay for the father. What that means. So Hashem comes here and says the following. He says, you know what? There is a concept called Teshuvah. There is a concept that there is the energy available for you, Jew. For a Jew. There's energy available. Called Midat Rachamim. This energy is as capable that if you know how to do it, if you know how to push it, how to pull it, to convert all your sins, all your mistakes, all the avon, all the sins, into zechut, into goodness, into benefit, in the positive, there is such an energy. And it is in your hand to pull it. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets together with God. Literally, these two, they get together. And they create a system. Moshe participated into this decision. It wasn't only the decision of God. God allowed Moshe to participate into this system to teach Bnei Israel how to pull this energy. How to bring this energy into one's life. And not go through pain of correction and awakening and transcending, to become pure, to become like a brilliant, like shining, illuminating, by having this energy. And put Moshe Rabbeinu in charge. Put Moshe Rabbeinu in charge of implementing. Now I'm going to give a short introduction to this and then we go back. What is this all about? Our system we will learn is good and bad. When I think, it's good and bad too. Sometimes in my thought good things comes, sometimes bad things, and they are all mishmash. There is a goulash in our head, mixed good and bad. Part of the thought, I'm going into tefillah, and the tefillah is going fine, everything nice, beautiful. Boom! In the middle of tefillah, something bad comes in. Hey, I didn't invite you. What are you doing here? But it comes. I am really doing my own business, trying to be a good person, good mother, good father, and whatever it is, and I'm trying to do my best. But, and I'm not bothering anybody, but somehow, others bothering my life. How many decisions, how many opinions, how many advice we have given to ourselves throughout our life, and they were not good advice. Many times. Is that correct? So I am liable not to give good advices to myself, even though that I think I am genius, and I'm educated, I'm a professore. Okay? With all this knowledge, still I know I give myself bad advice. What am I missing? What I really need? What is that light? You are correct. What is that light? Now, we said we are divided in three parts. In our moach, that where is our power of chokhmah, that means differentiation, calculation, understanding, sechel, is our neshama. That means the more neshama I am able to bring into myself, the more sechel I will acquire. Follow. My ruach, we said, in our heart. Our ruach is connected directly to our midot, to our characters. The more my characters are holy, the more my midot are similar to Hashem, and therefore the more Ruach Kodesh comes into my heart. How they were able to see David Melech Chai Mekayam, David Melech was able to see something through Ruach Kodesh. That Ruach Kodesh only comes when my midot, my characters, my personality becomes more similar to the personality of what the Torah says. That means personality and midot of Hashem. And the more my desires, my ta'avot, my urges, my longings, becomes l'shem yichud, that means for purpose of unification. Why do I want to unite with Hashem? Because la'asod nachad ruach le'yotzri. Listen, what that means. You are a father, you are a mother. What is your biggest pleasure? What is your biggest pleasure? That all your children to come Shabbat to sit down with you around your table and all of them are successful and happy. And they come to you on Shabbat. They are looking forward to come and join you. They feel one with you. That's the highest pleasure. Now, what is the pleasure of the big Baba? The Abba, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that all children, they come at a specific time and sit around his table. Bravo. Same similarity. So therefore, when I do things that I become Yichud with Hashem, that brings Nachad Ruach Le'yotri. That means I did not only take from Hashem, but what I took, I caused to bring satisfaction to him. That means I became Ratzon Hashpia. I Hishpia on Hashem. Motzechen, I became the cause of it. I become the cause. So Hashem says, oh, Baruch Hashem, my children are tonight home and they are all good and they are all safe and they are all happy. Okay? Now, let's go. It's only introduction till I get to the point. ולא היה בחירה ביד האדם כי בם שיחדה האדם יענש הקדוש ברוך הוא תקף. הרי בעל כורחו יוכרח לשוב מדרכו הרע. And this punishment is only to awaken me, to change my bad ways, my bad habits, my bad thoughts, my bad feelings, to bring my attention to Hashem. And then it follows. Umichachmat yirat onesh. Because I will fear that I will be punished, and I like to read it exactly. Hacham writes, "Shelo ya'nushu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not to punish me. I don't want pain. Velo mihamad abechira, not because I made a choice." Not because I want to make a choice, just because I don't want to do something that I will get punished. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu ratza lezachot et b'nei Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to transcend me, to bring him back to himself. O natan lahem habechira. God gave them the choice. Sheya hakol b'yadei shamayim chutz miyirat Hashem. God said, look, everything else I participate with you. I help you. Only one thing I want. Yirat Hashem. And what is Yirat Hashem? I don't want to be punished. Now we're going to learn one thing very important. The Torah says, Yir'am mi Torat imecha v'chavet et avicha. What that means? Be afraid of the Torah that the mother teach you. Have a yir'ah. What that means. In the family unit, it is the place of mother to teach the child to have fear of God. It is the duty of the mother to define and tell to son or daughter, listen, be careful, there is a God. I tell you, the mother can do it. You have to have Yirat Hashem. The Ahavat Hashem comes from the father. The father gives that. So, the bottom, here at the beginning, because everything starts from the bosom of mother, is Yirat Hashem. Then the father comes into a picture, shows Ahavat Hashem. And when the son sees Ahavat Hashem, how the son sees Ahavat Hashem? How the son learns Ahavat Hashem? When he sees his father sits and puts a tefillin with love. When he sees the father does it really with studying Torah with tremendous amount of appreciation and pleasure. So finds Ahava LeKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he finds the Yir'ah from the mother, Ahava from the father, he is going to be just pulled into Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then he will find a second Yir'ah. And called awareness of Hashem. Because he will study, he will become anav to the extent, that means humble to the extent, that he devote himself to Hashem. Now what is devotion? What? Yeah, but I want you to do a following exercise. What are you devoted to? Look during the day. What is your devotion? How far you are devoted? How sincere you are in your devotion? Do you have any ulterior motive in your devotion? Because this Meraglim, these spies that they went to Israel, were they devoted to Hashem? They had an ulterior motive. Why Yosef HaTzadik calls these Jews as meraglim, as spies? What's the meaning of a spy? To whom do we call a spy? The one that his intention is concealed. What is your intention when you show devotion? Are you devoted in this life to anything? Are you devoted to your own pleasure? That's the question. Follow. I want to take you back to the beginning of creation. And I want you to read directly again from the Torah a section that the whole thing started. This Ra got into human being. It says God created and put man into heaven. Heaven is whatever he desired he could have had. That's heaven. Whatever he desired. And the only thing God says, look, from this tree eat. This tree is Etz HaChaim. It gives you continuity. It gives you Chaim. And from this tree, don't eat. It's good and bad. Don't handle it. We know that the snake goes because there is a choice and talks to Chava. Who is Chava? It's the wife. So why did the snake went to Chava? Went to the wife. That is very important first, because we have to understand this mistake. This mistake is wasn't at the beginning of the creation. This mistake is every day, every second we repeat it. And I would like you to read it for you. He says, "V'yomer ha-nachash el ha-isha." Nachash comes to the isha, to the woman. Lo lamut tamutun. God told you that don't eat from this because you'll die. I promise you, you will not die. Ki yadayim, that God knows. Ki beyom achalchem mimenu, that the day that you eat from this, nifkechu einechem. The snake tells the truth right here. He says your eyes is going to open. The Pandora box is going to open. Oh, it's something, curiosity. You want to go into a curiosity? Don't go after the curiosity. I'm just going to test it once. I'm going to try it once. I mean, come on, what can happen? I know how to get out of it. I'll do it only once. I know how to handle it. And he says, Va'item ke'Elohim, yodea tov v'ra. You know what? You will be as smart as Hashem. You will know the difference between good and bad. V'tir'eh ha'isha. The isha looked at. What is this eyes? God gave us eyes for what? The Torah teach me. Ha'enayim ro'eh v'halev chomet. You see, the heart is going to desire. This is the window of your heart. The heart doesn't have eyes. The eyes of your heart is your eyes. You see, and immediately an energy starts in you. So the Isha looked at it. Kitov, she looked at it and said, wait a minute. Let the follow. She, Chava, is representing Ratzon Lekabel. He, male, is Ratzon Lativ. That's why male gives, female receives. So he says, this is Ratzon Lativ, so didn't go to Adam. What he wanted, Nachash do? Nachash wanted that the man to take it, to become a Ratzon, Lekabel. So he went to the energy of the heart of the man, because the heart of the man is sees v'ra'atov. He looks and says, wait a minute. What I see is good. How many times do we say? What I hear is good. So he looked. Ki ha'etz lema'achal. The key to avahir enayim. Oh God, there is a tremendous amount of pleasure in this. My heart is desiring it. Tell me at this moment, did this embodiment called Adam had any fear of God? Did he feel fear of God? Have he ever was punished? Does he know, have any idea about punishment? Does he know how much ra is ra, bad is bad? But he looked and he saw the good. How did he recognize this is good? Listen, v'nichmad ha'etz, it's beautiful. Lahaskil v'tikach mipirea v'tuchal. Listening to what language he says. Tikach. Is for Ish or Isha?
Ish.
Or who took it? Isha took it or Ish took it?
Isha.
No?
Ish took it.
He says the Isha looked?
Only took it and gave
no? She looked? She desired?
And he took it.
V'tikach mipiri v'tuchal. This is Ish or Isha?
Ish.
Ish. ותיתן גם לאישה. I'm reading it directly for you. He took it. He says, oh my dear, you desire it? No problem. I'll do whatever your heart desires. Whose heart? My heart. My desire to receive for oneself alone. My ratzon lekabel. What did Adam satisfied who? Satisfied his own ratzon lekabel. He went after his own idea. He went after his own logic. He went after his own decision. He went after his own conclusion. He accepted his logic and no iota of what God told him. None. Do we do this every day? How many times do we have God into our beginning of my thought? Before I want to think, I say, wait a minute, what God is saying here? How many times when I have desire and I want to satiate my desire, first I think about God. How many times did you put food into your mouth and first you thought of God? Right now what we said before all this, he said, is not everything comes from one called Echad? Does everything come from Ensof? So beginning of everything is God. So every beginning, every reshit belongs to who? To God. But if I put something into my mouth and this is the beginning of my eating, it belongs to God. Whom am I eating? Whom are you thinking? Now, you are smart. All of you are geniuses, of the best. In everything you do, you are good. You become successful. You did good. Did you say to yourself, bravo, I did it? Have you ever thought that I am the best? I make the best. Have I ever give myself a credit? I gotta bring it to someone. Let's get to this. Credit for what?
Giving yourself credit doesn't mean you think you're the best.
No. When you gave yourself credit, you remember that?
Yeah.
Now please go back to that memory. See, did you first think that God gave you the possibility so you can have a credit today? Or God did not play any role in it? I want to be honest with yourself. Don't tell me.
You think about it, but it's not consciously. It's in the back of your mind. You know. Because God is with you, you know.
But if I don't tell you I love you, when I don't tell you I love you, I say, don't you know I love you? I have to tell you.
You do.
Why do we say it first?
You let them know initially.
So let God know that this credit is due to Him and not to you.
Of course.
If you go on those bases, that whatever you... I'm with you. Go ahead. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when we give credit to ourselves, we give credit to God already. The only problem is that if we diminish ourselves, we might be liable to...
Look what you said. What you said. Repeat what you said.
We are a manifestation of God's greatness.
And when we give credit to ourselves, in a way, that means He becomes the secondary... Bravo. I am diminishing myself against who?
Against God.
Other people, tzaddik.
Not against other people. Only against God. That's why I confirm before I beginning, I give the credit to God. That's why before I eat, I say a bracha.
Absolutely.
And then when I finished, just a moment you finished. Now where did you finish? אכלת? סבעת? או ברחת? Understand the fact that who was the cause of you will you to enjoy. And what is the purpose of the pleasure? What is the purpose of pleasure? Go back, ask yourself. What is the purpose of my pleasure? For me to enjoy. Whether derech mishush or derech ta'am. Because that's the only way.
It doesn't really matter because ultimately we are one with God. It really doesn't matter.
No, no, just a moment. Then get rid of your choice. Then ultimately you are with God. Get rid of all your choices. No more choice for you. No problem. You are ultimately with God. You see, you take a certain things granted for doing nothing. God is going to come and says, yes, I grant you that you come and acclaim that ultimately I'm going to be part of Him. Grant you that. But you have to earn it. Have to earn it. You cannot, and that's what brings us back to the whole situation. Follow. I come to a conclusion that the amount of brain that I have, I cannot do it. Believe me, the amount of brain that I have, I cannot succeed to overwhelm my yetzer hara. Many, many times I make decisions and I hold myself on decisions and I go back and I miss it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Do you believe we were born into Adam's sin or God's greatness?
Adam's sin. I come here, I am already guilty as charged.
But they came into God's greatness.
Yeah. Who is they?
Adam and Eve.
I am the continuation of them.
Yes, but we're talking about them specifically.
They were the totality of all the neshama. Then one neshama and one embodiment couldn't do it, so it made the population, so each part takes a piece.
So it's all about life, it's guilt.
Just a moment.
So in other words, the decisive factor in life is man's sin and not God's sin.
Okay, let's go back to the creation. Man first took the Adam and put him in Gan Eden, correct? Gave him all the possibilities. And told him what is good, what's bad. Do we have any problem up till now?
No.
Now, here comes and the heart desires to do what God told him not to do. And that moment, God cannot implement in me one thing. He can affect me in everywhere other than fear Him. Because if He puts the energy, chips, computer chips in my head, that automatically I will be afraid of Him, then I don't have free will. Is that correct? So, He did everything other than one thing, to fear Him. Now, He's the law. And here I came, I look at something, even though I had pure knowledge from the boss himself, that told me, don't eat from this tree. And because He didn't put any yira in me, I didn't put any yira in me, I didn't consider God in my thought, I didn't say, wait a minute, He's the snake. And God told me, don't touch it, don't eat it, not touch it, don't eat it. No yira, no fear, and did what I want to do. And Adam did what he did. Is this sin or not?
Yeah.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
This is what started the whole process.
Right.
What's supposed to happen?
Just a moment.
If it happened, we wouldn't have been here.
Very good. Here we go now. Now we go. You said, you know what? This man, poor man, never knew what is punishment. Because he never was punished. This man didn't know what bad is. Do you know what bad is? Do you know what bad is? Do you still do it?
Yes,
of course.
Sometimes.
Come on.
No, but the question I have.
Automatically.
Let's go one by one. Because if you do not accept that today You going back and saying that, look, Adam hasn't got anything to do with me. But look at yourself today. Are you ready to listen? Or you go after your own logic? Do you give yourself bad advice? Mm-hmm. So if you give your bad advice, that means you don't know better. You make sin. You yes, let's go one by one, one by one, one by one. Because if I don't realize it, look, it's not my fault. I said the discussion that this happened in Nuremberg, the trial of Nuremberg. The guy went, the Nazi, Mach Shemo, went, he said, what are you blaming me? I'm a soldier. I'm a very good soldier. If the general told me kill, I kill because he's my authority. So I followed order. Why are you blaming me? It's like this. He said, look, hand says to the judge. The brain says to the judge. Brain, judge, I really told my hand, don't do it. I told him the consequences, but he didn't believe me. He pulled the trigger. The hand is guilty. I'm not guilty.
He didn't know the consequences.
Fear.
He
didn't,
but fear. He just told him, don't eat it.
Right. He didn't know. Right. Correct?
No.
Do you know in this world there is punishment? Okay. Do you know that you are doing things that you are not supposed to do?
Yes.
If you do what you are not supposed to do, are you making a mistake?
Yes.
And if you make a mistake, should you be punished?
Yes.
Okay, what are you complaining? Let's go one by one. Let me go, I'll come back to you. Think about what you want to tell me first.
There's another thing very important I must say, okay? The way you describe it, you really make it look like man's own deed is more important than what God has created. The decisive factor is what God created in us, not what we do.
Okay, now, answer to that is that whatever you will do, in the totality, God's system makes good out of it. It's okay. Because I want first to come to a recognition. Follow me now. I followed you. I listened to you. But God said, look, you are bound to make a mistake. No problem. And your brain, because it's 50-50, is good and bad, it's bound, you bound to make a mistake. It's, I know, I understand that. The possibility of making mistake is tremendous, impossible. A tzaddik coming into this world is going to make a mistake. That's the whole point. God said, but I don't want you, I want to give you help. I want to create a possibility, a way to give you extra neshama. Follow me. Extra neshama. What is the neshama we said? It's the power of sechel. I want to give you an extra neshama so you can ever overwhelm your yetzer hara, this energy that causes you to give you bad advice.
But he didn't know that. If you don't experience, you don't know.
Very good. You're right. You're right. You're right. Now listen. Did you listen to your mother when you were kids?
Yes.
And those that you listen, did you benefit from?
Yes.
Bravo. Hold on. What you said is sincere and honest. Did you have to experience everything in your life?
No.
Thank you very much. That's what the Torah says. Certain things you have to experience in your life in order to acquire knowledge. But not everything. And what the Torah says, yes, I will give you the leverage of you if you, in case you make a mistake, I don't want you to get lost. I want you to have a way to come back. Because the system is based on chesed and love. The system is not based on me keep on punishing you. I can't. I cannot take peace off my heart all the time. So I want to tell you the good and the bad, and yes, you want in the interim to experience some of the... That's fine, but I want to show you another thing. How you can come back, not to get lost. That's the whole point. But I want you to understand what levels of mistakes we make. What this looking First, it started with what? Looking. What it means when we say in English, look into it? What is looking into something? He became inquirer. So that means God already told, listen, this is the emet. But the man went to do his own inquiry. He went to look into it. God told him, not necessary. Don't enter into a domain. Now, when God tells you to do a certain way, and you choose to go your way, we call this Avodah Zarah. That means you disregard the logic and the chokhmah of God, and you give priority to your own chokhmah.
But don't you think it was kind of like, almost like a test? Like on purpose?
Absolutely. Remember, God is going to test you in three levels. First test is from your intelligence. To see how much intelligence you have used and how you have used it.
Why did he do it to Adam? The only person, the first one, you do that to him and then...
So for today, I will learn the book and will know better. If there wasn't, you wouldn't tell me and I wouldn't know that this has happened, I would not learn. I would not find a person.
No, the other option is that he wouldn't put Adam to the test and we're all going to be tzaddikim and good people and it wasn't a world of choices.
Honestly, look around, look around. Did we become, including having the Torah, tzaddikim? Look around.
I tell you why we didn't become that way.
Why?
Because we constantly were commending people instead of encouraging
them. Oh, God. It is so much encouragement in the Torah. There is no reprimand only. It's not only punishment.
But the decisive factor is divinity within, not the sin. We are born into God's greatness.
Yeah.
That's the decisive factor.
Absolutely, yes.
Forget Adam. Adam did what he did. But we should not be judged because of our human frailties.
No, we are not judged on the basis. We are judged on the basis that you make a mistake. A notice is given to you once, twice, three times, and you don't wake up. Now what am I going to do with you?
It's like a three strikes.
Right. And what am I going to do? I give you a chance. I give you another chance. I first, you made the golden calf. I forgive you. You came to me. You went to Yom Kippur. You said that you want forgiveness. I gave it to you. With all my heart, I forgive you. I forgot. I let go. But what is this business of Meraglim and using Lashon Hara against God?
We're not even talking about that.
No, we should. Because that's us. Because I look at what he gives me, I belittle what he gives me. I belittle him. I belittle his word. I belittle his book. I belittle his orders. I don't have no fear from it. Now I want you to understand what mistakes this Adam and Chava made. First, Adam was supposed to be the totality of the goodness of God's creation. That means Adam was the candle of the creation. Adam was the chala of olam. Was the portion chala of olam. What is chala? One thing is the bread that the wife bakes Friday nights. But chala is made of two really sections. Chal, hay. Hay is the hay of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chal means what? The power, the energy of execution of the word of Hashem. That's the chala. Adam was chala of olam. Now follow. What Chava did? What this desire to receive Ratzon Lekabel did? Listen to Nachash, because Nachash's premises was easier than God's premises. God says, don't do it. And here the Nachash giving me something to do that has tremendous amount of pleasure. So by what Adam did, chalato, his portion, was what? Went bad. That's number one. His neshama was able to see from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. He shut down his neshama. For the portion first, that he destroyed the chalato shel ha'olam, the wife now has to make a chala. Friday night. We're going to study this, what it means. for a portion of did not allow the continuity of the light of Adam to continue from the beginning to the end, and in the middle was interrupted by doing the sin. That's true, I'm talking about the Adam. But that Adam is me and you today. By not allowing the light of Neshama and Ruach and Nefesh, my soul, to continue and transcend, and I shut it down to bring it to the earthy world, the material world, and bury it into material world, God gave the mitzvah of candles of Shabbat. For the concept of not really having Yirat Hashem with no fear, mix the good and bad, she has the mitzvah of Nida. Now, cleansing. All is cleansing. So if gave the challah, the candle to the woman, what gave to the man? Tefillin v'tzitzit. Exactly the same tikkun, same correction, same mitzvah that is for a woman is another shape or form. The tefillin is for purpose of uniting the moach and the heart. The tzitzit is culmination of 613 mitzvot that you wrap yourself. That's the male aspect. The female aspect is correct. Retain the yirah. Because the yirah starts ekev anava yirat Hashem. This is what it says. Now ekev means the heel of becoming anav is yirat Hashem. What is God instructs the snake to do? He says there will be a wall between your children, snake, and the children of the woman. And you go after the ekev of the children of Adam. Which means, every time I want to start to become an av, every time I want to start to get too close to Hashem, snake is there to change my idea, my understanding of not to go to the way of Emet and Torah and goodness and reach to the Oneg, the real pleasure. What the snake says? Snake says, look, you're going to eat, you're going to become like God. You will know good and bad. Is that going to be good for me? No, it wasn't. It wasn't a good idea. Though if I would have stayed with the word of Hashem, I wouldn't have created separation between myself and the holiness. Including today. Every time I go on my own logic, on my own idea, because it's a 50-50, but who is the smarter? Honestly, which one do we give more easily? To the pleasure of the body or pleasure of my spirit? Always I go after the body. That's what the Chava did. Now God wants to help me here. And that's what this parasha is, to teach me how to pull a neshama yetira. Extra sechel. To help me. Because bases are 50-50, I am a loser. Because the pull of this physical world is tremendous. It's the gravity. You cannot get rid of this gravity. This pull of earthiness is very strong. So Hashem says, look, I am going to show you a system. To every week, as per your requirement, whatever you need, I am going to give you a neshama of tzaddik to join you. He instructed Moshe in this parasha. That if a Jew is seeking to come close to me, if a Jew wants to change, if a Jew recognizes where has gone wrong, just recognize. Accept the fact that you betrayed me. Accept the fact that you go and you make decisions that are not godly. Accept the fact that you put me as a tafel, as a secondary. Accept the fact that just because you want to save the situation, you say Be'ezrat Hashem, but you really mean it, you don't mean it. You really mean to your own wisdom and your own power. You don't regard me as your partner, you don't go with me one by one. Knowing the fact that beginning of everything, it comes from Echad, from Hashem. So every beginning, every reshit that comes from himself has to go back to him. But if I don't give it back to him, desire to receive, I want to enjoy it, I want to pleasure it, I want to say how to do it. Separating myself. I'm disconnecting myself. How many families do you know that there is no trace of them and they were very successful and very rich? And yet, they're gone. But yet there are families that they were from the beginning. Is there from the beginning was Levi? Still there is Levi. So that means there is a discipline. There is a discipline that can give you continuity and no end. And no end. That means getting rid of this mavet. That means immortality. That means continuity. When God and Moshe, they discussed, God told Moshe, look, don't send too many people to Eretz Israel to check it out. I really suggest send two people. He literally told him. He says, you think I don't know what's going to happen? The future is not known to God? He knew what the Meraglim going to do. So he advised, he came advance notice to Moshe. Moshe, you, this arm is in your heart. It's your responsibility. Go tell him. Don't go all 12 of you. How many parties do we have in Israel? Why so many? Can you really depend and trust one person to do the job? Hashem said two people. Caleb ben Yefuneh from the Shevet of Yehudah and Yoshua ben Nun, and I want you to give Neshama Yetira to all of them. Help them, Moshe. I want them to become successful. But only two people. If you send 12, it's not going to do good. Already Yosef HaTzadik told them when they came to Egypt, Atem Meraglim, remember, Yosef already gave them a notice, well advanced notice. And so today in our life, before we make sin, God lets us know in advance. Don't do it. So I cannot go back to him. He says, God, you know what? I trusted you. At least give me a notice. And he says, I give you a notice. But you are so in depths and stubborn, and you are embedded in your own pleasures and this physical world. You don't get no messages. So, Hashem continues. He says, man, by eating the apple or the from the tree of Etz Hadaat, Tov V'Ra, Hashem came and said, you did three sins. Avodah Zarah, because your mind went after not to do the work of what I told you, you went after the work of somebody else told you. You made yourself another god. So that's Avodah Zarah. You gave priority to another idea other than my idea. You're not partner with me. The reshit of your thought is not with me. You didn't even take the first step thinking, okay, wait a minute, my God told me otherwise. They gave you a good argument and you took it because there is a good to your eyes. So that's Avodah Zarah. Shefichat Damim, because you brought Mavet to this world. I told you you're going to bring Mavet. You chose and you brought the Mavet. Didn't trust me, no Emunah. So did the Meraglim. What they did, they went in there, they said to themselves, wait a minute, come on. As long as I am the Midbar, I am in the desert. That's true, it's desert. But what desert? This is better than Palm Spring. and the Nekavod is on the top. The water of Miriam is available. You just take your mate, pull it to your oil, and that's it. You got the water. You eat the water. In the morning, you get up. You eat the man. Friday, Veshivii, and Nafash, Baruch Hashem. Moshe is there. If they have a problem with anybody, Moshe raises his hand. That's it. They die. And he says, 1, 2, 3, two names, and boom, go. Everything is okay. Aaron Kohen Gadol is there. If we make a mistake, no problem. We go, we say, Aaron, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, you know what? Here, take the chicken and do the job. I want to get back, and I want clean the account. So everything is goody-goody. Why do I need to go to Eretz Israel? Why do I need to do the mitzvot? The fish that I ate in Egypt, Bechinam, it was everything for free. God, Ata Noten, Ani Uchal, I love you. He says, that's not the deal. So you did Avodah Zara, you did Shefichat Damim, Gilui Arayot. You ate? You got the taste of sin into your stomach, and after that, what you did? You saw a beautiful woman, he says, boy, let's forget about God. Let's go muchi muchi is better than anything else. That's the ultimate pleasure. So you went even for ultimate pleasure, you didn't even consider me. I am in the midst of finishing the creation. You went after your own creation. That's called Gilui Arayot, three mistakes. Shalosh Ad Regalim. Correct it. Correct it. And you know, yes, you know what? This was my forefather. This was Adam. Hasn't got anything to do with me. He says, no problem. Have you got the Torah? Did everybody Shavuot knew what Shavuot happening? Do you know that Am Yisrael has a book from Hashem called Torah? Do you know this is his Chokhmah? Do you know it's the only Emet that you can find around? With all the books in the world and all the libraries in the world, there is only one book bestseller, and that's the book that tells the truth to you? And every other book is truth, and good and bad is mixed? Including the best philosophers, and including the best writers, and including the bestseller of New York? First bestseller? There is only one book that is going to give you the Emet. The Emet. And he says, you know what? I don't send you here in order to suffer. I can't. Like a father that sees 1 second his child is in pain, and you can't sleep. You are not, no menucha. Your child is going out, it's 12 o'clock, you want to go to sleep. Do you really sleep? Or until you are sure that he or she is home? Then you fall asleep. So is Hashem. So he comes and does the following. For correction of this tree. He gives us three mitzvot. Because really there are three mitzvot. Shesholosha mitzvot elo bikurim ma'asar v'chala nemar reshit. You know, reshit comes from the word bereshit. Reshit is the chokhmah of Hashem. And what I don't have enough within me is the Chokhmah Hashem. That if I have the Chokhmah of Hashem, I know better. I know better. If I eat from the Etz Chaim, which is Chokhmah Hashem, which is the Torah, I will know better. And the whole problem is that I do not know better. And if I knew better, I would have given myself better advices these past 6,000 years. Now, he says, in order to reach this Chokhmah of Hashem, tap into it. So when I get this neshama yetira, this koach that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us for purpose of la'asot nachat ruach le'yotri. That means, I want to be a father. I want to be a son. I want to be a brother. I want to be a Jew that whatever does is otzer nachat ruach le'yotri. Very simple. I do not want to do anything that causes unpleasantness, unpleasantness to Hashem. Whatever I see, whatever I open my eyes to, whatever I open my ears to, whatever I smell, whatever comes out of my mouth, and whatever I put in my mouth is for purpose of to bring about nachat ruach le'yotri. Because reshit, beginning, is his. He's echad. That chokhmah is from him. That energy is from him. And I don't want to take something for him that is not continuous of him. Because this is his. I have to recognize that. That I'm dependent on his chokhmah. I am dependent on his mercy. I am dependent on his midot. I am not independent. I am dependent. And I make mistakes. And if he's not there to help me, I cannot correct my mistakes. Come on. We all learned how to bicycle. How did we learn to bicycle? Or how did we learn to swim? The father hold the mother, the father, the brother, somebody hold your back of your bicycle. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. You're holding, you're holding, you're holding, and you let it go. And you're going, going, going until you realize you're alone. And you fell. And what's the next step? The father comes, the mother comes. It's okay. Get on the bicycle. I'm going to help you. But don't let me go this time. He said, no, I won't let you go this time. And I go further. And I keep on doing it, doing it, doing it. Till finally the kid learns. How much patience God should have. How much patience God should have for me. You know what is the extent of God's patience? And do you know how much you will know he has patience? Until such a time that you don't know it, you don't know who's your God. Because the day you recognize how much he loves you and how much rachamim and mercy and patience he has. Just a moment. When the Adam made sin, how many more generations God came and said, you know what? Let's put the whole world into a mikveh. Let's cleanse it. How many? 10 generations. Isn't that enough patience? Isn't that enough patience? And so God wants you to recognize that patience. But how can I tap into this patience and not punishment? How can I tap into his rachamim? The Torah here comes and tells us. The parasha comes and tells us the following. Vata. There are in the Torah 3 types of letters. Large, beinoni, regular, and small. When it is large, comes straight from Olam Atzilut. That means the highest level. And here comes, we see a Yud, which is Gadol. And this is very important on Shabbat, to look at this Yud. When it's red, pay attention, listen, because this is the beginning of the energy. Vata yegadel na koach Adonai. God, increase this power. Become Gadol from Adonai, which is Din and Judgment. Become Gadol. Become Hovaya. from din and judgment. Rise, please. Hashem, who says this? Moshe, am I ordering Hashem? I come to the recognition that I need His Rachmanut. When can I ask for mercy? Your questions are so good, thank you. When do I ask for mercy?
When you want a second chance.
When do I ask for second chance?
When
do I, am I in pain? Let's go one by one.
When
I am separated, when am I get separated from God?
When
I sin, that means I put distance between me. Recognize that you made the sin. As soon as you recognize that you made a mistake and you are ready to change, it's simple, teshuvah. That means I recognize God, here I am made a mistake and I recognize my mistake, I want to rectify it. That is yigadel. I don't want your din, I don't want the punishment. Mercy. What is mercy? What is rachamim? Give me time. But not forgive me, that means let go. I pay the ticket. I will pay the ticket by learning, not to repeat it again. By forgetting the pleasure of the sin. Remember, forgetting the pleasure of the sin. Until such a time you don't forget the pleasure of the sin, the sin is still with you and you haven't made the teshuvah. But when you forget the pleasure of the sin, that means you sincerely made the pleasure. That means sincerely you want to, then you are entitled to receive an energy that belongs to Rashid, who is Bnei Israel. Because Bnei Israel is Rashid Machshavat Hashem. God created everything for Israel. Everything exists, came to existence for purpose of Israel. So Knesset Israel can reach the ultimate destination. Yes, please. Oh, very good. By you making a tikkun on three levels. You made on three levels mistake. The mistake was in machshava, in achila, which is the taste aspect, the mishush. If you correct gilui arayot, shefichat damim, which is in reality the sins that the Adam made, and we are doing today. If I choose right now, I am not going to start any thought, receipt, thinking of God. Any opening, I open with God. Any step, I take with God. Anything I eat, I go with God. Anything I want to do, I go with God. And not into a habit, just because I want to discipline myself. Now if I continuously hum with this thought, what are the possibilities of making sin? Now if God is going to look at me and says, this kid, he's really trying. So I have to try more to help him. Then he's going to give me a tzaddik. The tzaddik is not necessarily somebody living around the corner. Or comes from Yerushalayim. Not necessarily.
I don't agree with that.
That's okay.
No, listen.
Tell me which part of it you don't agree. Oh, bravo, why don't you go Western? He says, here it is, 6 million Jews, they cried and they said, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. Where was God listening?
Okay, so what are we doing here?
Getting another chance of correcting.
How about if the correction
so
would be...
So I don't know what to tell you.
How about if the correction would be not focusing so much on ourselves, but focusing on the message God gave us?
Now, if, what is the message God gave me? Get to know yourself. No, before you get to the uniform business, get to your own universe and your own Olam Katan. If you don't fix your Olam Katan, you want to fix the Olam of God?
But in Yom Kippur,
well, we get to the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is one thing. Yom Kippur is when I come to the point for 30 days, 40 days of Selichot.
Okay.
40 days I sat down and I contemplated every details of my activities, and I reviewed and I came to a total resolution that I am contempt of court and I need to be punished. And I come to God, he says, with all that greatness, God give me another chance. That's Yom Kippur. And I'm not worthy. I broke your first Torah. Now allow me to embed and write your Torah in my own heart. That's literally chikuk of the Torah. Ah, give me a chance. And God is going to check my intelligence to see how much I mean it in the mind, how much I mean it in the heart, and how much I mean it in the action.
I don't know. We never get even with him. Sorry. I don't have time for that now. I like to argue with you, but you're going to decide to walk. When I come back, I really want to talk about it. No, really. Because I need to
go. You are a sincere student because you continuously, even though that I know you object to tremendous amount of things
because
that I say. The mere fact that you give your time to listen to Torah and you object as a good Jew in order to understand, that makes you a good Jew.
I feel I'm a good Jew.
You are a good Jew.
I am a good
Jew. That's right. That's why you are thinking. That's why you are coming to listen to say, okay, wait a minute. I got to put things into proper perspective. And that's a good Jew.
Okay, so we're going to continue. I'm going to remind you. I'm going to.
Never leave me alone. And may you come back with a good health and good wealth and ocean and ocean. You got it.
Because you're a good Jew. Do you know what's happening out there? Jews eating Jews. People are bad. We need to change each and one of us. That's why we get that. Not because we all like good Jews and we're all good people and God is punishing us. A lot of bad things happen. We became different people. We're here to become better, obviously. But a lot of people became like completely different people. It's all about material.
Come back to me. Let me take you 5 more minutes because I want to finish the tomorrow night. I have a continuation to this and I have to finish it. Forgive me. That is the beauty of being a Jew. This is it. Don't worry. Argue with them. Because talking mit orei lev, by you talking, you're going to wake your heart. A Jew's heart has to waken up. I love it. No. Come back with a tremendous oomph. I love it. Now, here it says, Va'ata yigadel na koach Adonai. Now go to Gadlut. No more katnut of Adnei. Go to Havaya. Give what? And Moshe asks, Ka'asher dibarta le'emor Adonai erech apayim. You are patient. Show your patience. Show this is it. There is a din. I made a sin. I cannot ask for mercy. I cannot ask for mercy unless I recognize I am to be judged. If I don't recognize I am not to be judged, what am I asking for mercy? What I am asking for the highest level of energy called Yud Midot Rachamim. Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. And here it comes, Moshe sits down with God and draws a new law. And he says the following, Jews, father makes a mistake, son has to carry it. Not one generation, up to 4 generations, 3 to 4 generations. He says, but God, this is not fair. I am I'm ready to pay for my own mistakes. I shouldn't carry my father's too. He says, no, you shall carry it. Because you are all echad. However, if the son makes a teshuvah, the fathers will be forgiven too. So you are sitting here as a father and a son. As a son and daughters. Every teshuvah you make, you not only cause yourself to get aliyah, but you cause your mother and father in heaven to get aliyah. And that's the power of teshuvah. That is the power of teshuvah. And now, and that's why he says, V'rav chesed nosa avon no pesha unake, lo yenake pakod avon avot al banim, al shilishim, v'al revi'im selachna. Please forgive. We made a mistake. Egal azav, we didn't know better. Okay, we became dumb. Not lack of emunah. But maraglim, I don't have no excuse. You came to tell us only send two people. They went la'atzmam, they chose to go. They came, they insist. It comes to the Devarim, Pasuk Aleph. He says, you guys came on top of me and enforced your force on me that I send all of you. But Hashem told me only send two. Caleb ben Yefune, Yeshua ben Nun. But all of you wanted to have an experience. So you went. You did. And now we say, look, we made a mistake. Salachna la'avon ha'am hazeh ki gadol chasadecha. Ata gadol. Because you are gadol. We recognize that. That's recognition. But emet recognition. And that's why when you look at these names that should be Yud Gimel Midot, they are not Yud Gimel Midot, they are only Tet. And what is missing? Emet. The Emet went into total concealment. The Emet is concealed and the Emet is only available to Tzaddikim. A person that he decides to become righteous, he will have the Zuchut to see and feel and to do the Emet. A person that does not choose the way of Torah and righteousness, go to way of God and wants to go his way of Nachash, the Emet is concealed to him. It's as simple as that. And that's why Hashem gives three reshit. There is three action of doing reshit bekori. Now, there is a difference here. When we bring bikurim, is ala etz. One fruit is enough. Now, what is the fruit of a tree? Parallel to Adam. The fruit of my work. The labor of my hands. The labor of my mind. The labor of my thought. That's a fruit. That's Bikurim. The first one, Rashid, you give to Hashem. Then it comes another type. And it calls, this is Ma'asar. Now what is the Ma'asar? Is when you put wheat, you make bundles. You're supposed to take not one, but a bundle of a whole and to give. And the third mitzvah, and each one of them is one has to pay attention that why God created all those reshits as the choices that a Jew has to bring to Hashem because he is echad and everything comes from echad. He says, however, there is a challah that you have to make. And I wish to give for this class the purpose of making challah every Friday. What it is that the wife make the challah? What is the importance of challah? Because challah is that you take the fruit of earth, which is the chema that you make with water. There is mixing with two things. What you mix? What's the challah? Yeah, but this is not like bikurim. It's not like ma'asar. It's something that you mixed. Now look what the mother can do. Because mother can put yir'ah, teach yir'ah, Hashem, the children. She makes the challah. She has in her heart feeling. She has in her mind thoughts. And she's weaving. She's putting portions. She's making the challah. Because she did, she destroyed or practically put pagam into the challah of olam, which is, was Adam, because of lack of yirah. She can feed the yirah through this to the children. To teach them. To have discipline. To follow. And it's in the hand of the mother. And when? Sheshed yamim ta'avod u'shivii. For sake of Shabbat. You make the lechem. You feed them. You give them what is good to your children. For your family. You put out the candle because you shut off the candle of Adam. You go through the cleansing of Nida. Be aware of... come on. Is this natural to bleed? Is it natural to bleed as a woman? Is it not fair with all those pain? Is it fair? So God says, look, I didn't create a fair world. I created a just world. Not a fair world. Just. Bereshit bara Elokim is din. Not Hovaya. Not Rachamim. You recognize the deen. And when you recognize, now you are entitled to pull rachamim. And you know what? I give you the help to be able to do it. I give you the sechel. I give you the book. I give you the manual. I give you everything you need to succeed. But ask. Recognize. Appreciate. Achalta. Savata. Ubarachta. It goes together. Eat. Make birurim. Make separation between good and bad. And that's what our life is. It's to learn the chokhmah and the wisdom to separate good from bad. If I think I know it all, and if I think I have the chokhmah, that's already proudness. And he says, as soon as you say, Ani, I'm out of here. Goodbye, adios, you're on your own. And you think on your own we're going to do good? Behemet, we are not going to do good. Look at 5,000 years of history. We messed it up. 50 years we have the best eretz of Zavat Chalav. We have. Look at the fruits that we had 30 years ago. The smell of banana, the smell of oranges in Israel, the abatiach in Israel was beyond taste. The taste was awesome. Look what happened. Look what happening in Israel. Baruch Hashem sheyesh lanu bat. But, after 50 years, how much they have to take piece by piece, piece by piece, that not to write to the article of existence of the Jewish state, not to write even B'Shem Hashem? What is your idea? To start the creation of the state of Israel, not even mention once the name of God? That's a lack of understanding. In name of Zionism, that is what Zion is all about. And to fight every Jew against another Jew? Just because I want to become prime minister? Act like a zona? That's not going to do. That's a merit. Because Eretz Yisrael has all the goodness. Look at this, how many Nobel Prize winners. Look at the wealth that comes out of Israel. A tiny, tiny nation. And who? Bekochi? That was my? How many times the Jews examined God? 10 times. When are we going to quit examining God? When are we going to recognize God is God? He's the Ribon HaOlam. He's the only one running the show. And you know what? I don't want to go anywhere without him. How long you want to fight him? Oh boy. Baruch Hashem that it was Tuesday. Baruch Hashem that you are here. And Baruch Hashem that we are Jews, and Baruch Hashem that you are going to Israel, and may God bring you back in good health and good wealth. Love you all. Shalom v'litra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Shalom. You have to say it. You are welcome to say it. I am not allowed by the Rav. He came like I said, but they come to tell us. Give me 1 second just to punch this guy to stop.